I was chazaring a little bit, and I had a question on the first pasuk that we learned. So the pashtus that I always understood, that I think that I understood the first time, was that the three svarim, the Chachma Bina Das, were connected. Chachma was connected Shir Shirim, because Shir Shirim is Chachma is when you take things from outside, you know, things that you wouldn't know, ideas and such. Is Maven Davar Bin Tech Davar, and that was I understood to be Mishle,
yes.
And Kaihelas was
Das,
because that's the understanding of things as they are without the facade, without the superficial facade. But Rabbi quoted, and he brings on the bottom from the Chemda Genuza, that says that the Gimel Svarim Neged Chachma Bina Das, Shinasan Hashem Yisbarach, Shir Shirim Neged Chachma, Kaihelas Bina, and Mishle is Das.
Right.
So, and Rabbi mentioned that also, but then in the explanation, it sounded like Mishle was Bina and Kehelas was Das.
So, the first way is the more accepted way. Let me explain to you where it varies with the Chemda Genuza, why there's a variation. Chachma is always the first hisnotitzus of an idea. The Baal HaTanya says in Tanya, you know, Chachma is koyach. It's like when all of a sudden I got an idea. So, somebody tells me something, I got an idea in my head. It's that first spark of understanding. So Shir HaShirim is in a person's life, you know, this Oiris to Avos Hashem and so on. Now, Das is, skipping Bina a minute, Das is always the concretized aspect of Chachma, where it meets reality. And Das is connected the Kesher Shel Tefillin, where the mind feeds into the spine. It's understood, the mashal, all the mitzvahs of Hilchas Day of Deis, Dalek, Evichov, Vavdech, and all of them. The Ram writes it's mitzvah leda, as far as Emunah goes. Das is not information stored in your head, but something that you live by. This is it's what you accept as mitzias, as reality. So it's the most concretized form of it. So my assumption is Mishle, this is Kohelas, and Mishle is Kohelas speaks about Olam Hazeh being worthless, not going anywhere. The only thing that's important is Olam Haba. And Mishle deals a lot more with how to be Zohir from Averis and how to pursue mitzvahs and so on. So you could make a case that, so the marshal, imagine somebody gets turned on the first time he learns, the first time he hears about Yiddishkeit. So there's that moment of inspiration, that's the first no matter what. I could say the second one is, it makes me realize that my entire life is meaningless, that if this is good, and this is Toiv, and this is Nitzchias, then all the other stuff is Havel Avalim. Asha Alkein, Torah and Mitzvahs, davening, putting on thousand film, learning, those are the things that are emes. So that's a mahalach to put Kohelas. Kohelas is a tsushtel. If it's true that all that there is Ruchnius, everything else Havel Avalim, and then the tachlis of it. So that's a way to look at it. Or the first way, which I think is the more makobolic way to look at it, is the other way around. That Mishle is teaches us right from wrong. Kohelas tells me at Tachlis, this is what life is about. It's a more, you know, the bottom line Kohelas is nothing in life means anything but this. That's a fundamental type of idea. So, you know, like I think I told you before, in all these inyanim, the structure remains the same. You know, you get a lot of machlekes and how to make the makas connected different midas and so on. It's like a mashma davar daima. If I give you a pattern, the musik of a pattern, and you can put different colors in the pattern, you can put different designs as long as you keep a certain pattern. The mahalach is more where they identify a pattern. Even the goyen, he identifies the pattern, and then you get the specifics, and sometimes there's variations to go lakana lakana. Yes, I'm sorry, meeting. Okay. I just still kind of Okay.
Uh-huh.
Good. And that's what, you know, you'll see in the Goyen. I mean, the Goyen's writings are cryptic, as you can see. And I'm forgetting about, no, yeah. The Goyen is basically pointing out a pattern. Dalet Varen Keneged Dalet. And in places like a Deres El Yo and Dvarim, the Sefer Chumash, you can have 6, 7, 8, 9 Mahalchim in a Pasuk. So the common denominator is the Mahalach. In other words, Adrabah, you figure out what those stages are. So even if it takes on different surahs, but Adrabah, you can say basically this is a pattern of different types of yediyah, of going from the most abstract and coming down to the most concrete. And you can fataych it on different ifanim. You can interpret it differently, but tachas, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. So then it's going back to what we learned last time, that essentially he's looking into the abstract klalim and then bringing it down, you know, to something more specific, but the specifics often are interchangeable as long as the progression are consistent.
Let's take a dogma. It's something else. Let's take something like business, studying business. Academic studies of business. So there's a type of learning business where a person does shimush. So here, sit down and I'll show you how I sell the stuff, how I buy the stuff, v'chulu. That's always particular. There's no shaykhus, each business is individual. And selling mortgages is one thing, selling cars another thing, and each you just have that nekuda. In business school, if the person teaching knows what he's doing, and if the chachma is real chachma, he's not going to tell you how to do X, Y, or Z. He's going to give you a model. Every business has the idea, the funding, the administration of it. You give it in a cloud, and then the chachma is to be able to apply it correctly in every situation. You're not being taught a lot of little things. You're being taught a cloud that can shtalzach ois to all situations. In computers, LaMarshall, let's take on computer programming. Something like Waze, which we use now because so we're using all the time. It's possible to tell the program every single mitzias, how to get from A to B, how to get from C to D, from A to C, from D to D. But yichla niyar v'lo yichla this. So just giving him all the problem. The chachma is to come up with klolim that correctly analyze every single thing that's possible. That's ultimate chachma, because I look at 1,000 different situations and I say to myself, so how do I describe the stages? So I ask Waze, how do I get from A to B? So I need to come up with klolim that can apply themselves. Computers work marvelously well with klolim. They take up a little space, they can process quickly. If you have to bog down the memory with every possible chatimtsa, you basically are going to get a very, very slow computer. So the Goyen is extracting and saying the pasuk has 4 nyanim, connected these 4 things. So you ask yourself, what are these 4 things like? What kind of things are there? What's the mahalak? Where's it going? If it's a much of connected obvious, it's telling something about trashim. If it's connected shvatim, it's telling something else. If it's connected this. The things that Goyen picked connected with the Ramazim, they're there to give you some sort of deeper picture in what the pshat is. And there is room. So in the same mahalak, Lamashal, 2 people can argue about what's an appropriate business model for X, Y, or Z. And they'll both be right because the klal could apply itself in both ways. It's not, you know, we don't have anything more definitive than klal, and this is how it applies itself.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. I remember when I first used to hear of Hutna, you know, I met Par Yitzhak, and he would land a Goyen on you that was wow. And you'd go looking for the Goyen, And you'd say to yourself, you know, I really should be learning more Goyan because, you know, there's so much there in the Goyan. And you look for the Goyan and you find an Ayin Sham of sorts and nothing else. And you wonder, like, what is the Goyan saying? Like, you can't find anything. And then you realize that it's Rav Hutner's godless was, he knew how to find the Goyan. He understood what the Goyan was saying. Because you go through the whole Goyan and you get to very, very little. It's all like this, a Misa. And the Chachma is to try to figure out what's the point he's making with using Mazim.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I think we're holding Yudalit, Pasapas Yudalit. Yeah. Eshkala Koifa Doidi Li Bekarme and Gedi. Pirush. Achaka Choya Doidi Li. Kimwe Eshkala Koifa Shegala Bekarme and Gedi. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was my Yudid. Kimwe Eshkala Koifa. That is a bunch, it's a certain type of spice, a certain type of basin that grows. And God al tamid bekvias, he was always growing. Kachoy adoydetzi tamid bekvias. So too was by me. There's something here, and we'll see the next one also, his comparison. There's another place where Chazal say godless or imay. It's yenasi samasi, achoisi na samasi. It's like a brother that grew up with you. In other words, ruchnistika experiences the hair of a kesher takarish baruch hu has a fascinating. It's almost a tata sastra. If it's fleeting, it lasts for a minute, day, whatever it is, and that's it. Fine. If it becomes kavua, if I'm noitea it, then that grows every day new and produces pears every day. It's godel. In other words, if a person is mashrish, Likus in his nefesh, then that will keep on giving and giving new. So a mushroom, let's give a mushroom a different thing. It helps if you give if somebody is a shitristic learner, doesn't get involved, and he just enjoys somebody comes up with a great chiddush. He hears somebody say chiddush, kabbalah chiddush, likes it a lot. Chiddush, a word of some sort and so on. So the next day, it's gone. Does he have anything from it? No, fading memory, that's it. And go over it again a second time, doesn't give a person any geschmack. When a person, who's an amol, so every time he goes over the sugya, so it means he really digs into the sugya, and he's kind of kinyan it, and every time he learns it through another time, he has another knach to it, another nekuda. That's the teva of things like that. Elikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like that, that it's something which gets into a person. And if the person, if that kesher is niklat in a person, it keeps giving, it keeps going. He brings over here on the bottom that, you know, there's a chazal that says they used to give a payers 4 or 5 times a year. It's something the kesher yedidus keeps giving. Let's take a second marshal. You know, there's a fleeting friendship. This is what he's talking about. And their friendship comes, goes home, have a great time with you, and fine, that's it. But when you build a kesha nafshi with somebody, that becomes something which is always gives payers. So he says, kacha yadoyde etzi tamid bekvias, and this kvias became now a something that's main of payers. V'amar, the guy says, mor v'ner v'eshkol. The pasuk says three things. Mor and Ner than Eshkol mentions three parts. Kibi Ilan Guf Vesheirish but not from a pri. They have the gufa ilan, the trunk. You have its root, and you have the branch with the pears. Sometimes these are listed as four things, but you know, if you're listing three, then bezehu nerd who boisim shal sheirish. So nerd is made from the sheirish of this plant. Moir who sraf hayitzim in a gufilon. It's sort of amber, or it's what comes out of the tree itself, the sap. The eshkol who anfei ha'ilon imapri, like an eshkol of Paris. The heim kenegichel ke olam shemayim eretz va'avir. So there's three dargas in Asheras Hashchina. Shemayim, which is beyond us, I guess if we can put it down more clear words, Shemayim is the chelik of ruchnis that is beyond us. Hashemayim shayin Hashem, the time of choike mitzvahs, the chulu, all the shrashim. And by the way, just a word before, the three things that he talks about, Shemayim, Eretz, and Avir, Shemayim, I think, is the Sherish over here. The Goyans, the Maral says that a tree is the opposite of a person, the person Shrashim Alamala. His head is the sheirish in elyonim, and then his body is the guf. The limbs are the peiris of it, as opposed to the tree. So here also, Shemayim is ruchnius beyond us. Avir is a ruchnius that we have sheirish to, but it's still an olam of ruchni. It's still not yet grounded, so to speak. It's not mu'uriv and adama. And then we have the chelik of ruchnius that is part and parcel of the world. So so these are the three halakim. Now, I guess, well, he's going to explain a little bit by Richus about the different stages. I want to first talk it out in the different little maisa. This is a dugma to what he said before about a tree being rooted and giving life. If a person's ruchnistic roots are only this worldly, where he perceives ruchnis to be the best that could be in this world, like a fryer person would or whatever. People should be nice to each other, kind to each other, care for each other, not hurt each other, be sensitive, and so on and so on and so forth. That's a limited ruchnius. And b'meila, it only is nagea, you know, for a chelik of a person and time. It doesn't have the ability to stay forever because it's not beyond anything. It is what it is. So just like when you chop down a tree with pears on it, you can pick the pears off, but there's not more pears coming. Nothing more is coming out of this. When a person is rooted in Al-Yoinim, means I'm being Moshech Musogim, ideals and so on, from a world beyond. And those Musogim are the Musogim that I'm dealing with. So now he explains the different kufis when this happened. Ba'kavon shalosh pesukim hu. Ader shomer razal shekoydem chet adam rishon hayeshchinas uzeim leichol aretz kvoidei. In sefer on sefer. Ki mesheba dar enes dar amabel dar flogger also lamal lamalo at she also be yashra lamal meshiver ikiyim. Now a very famous chazal. I just want to explain one point. When we're talking over here about the Shechina went up, it's a very, very famous Chazal. It has nothing to do with the Eibishter. In other words, the Eibishter himself wasn't running anywhere, wasn't going anywhere, wasn't coming anywhere. Hashem is Hashem. Our, the hair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was distanced. So, Lamashal, if I am in a, if let's say, I'm in a place that is, what's the right word for it? Beyond, I'm in a place in the world that is where there's a big tummy chacham living, big tzaddikim living, and so on. So to me, that world is very real. The yidden that know shas, the yidden that can shtal zechan this any place, the yidden that know that, the yidden that this and that. Say that's Kapara's world. If there's nobody around here that's like that, then the pshat is I'm ke'ilu, you know, it's somewhere out there. Yeah, there's stories about the so-called stories about people who knew shas, who fasted, you know, Bahab and this and that. But my sense of it is it's somewhere up there. There's no shaykhs with the Metzias. So when it says the Shechina went up Lamala, it's not the gear where Kadosh Baruch Hu's mailing address was. Kadosh Baruch Hu went to an email, it doesn't make a difference. It's Nafkamina is where do we find him? Do we have to find him somewhere up there or here? I want to tell you something. You know, when I was growing up, and people ask what effect did the yeshivas have, and so on and so forth. There were people who were very big Talmud Chachamim who had come from Europe to America, big Yidden, Chashvei Talmud Chacham, and so obviously the people didn't care, but the people respected them. But that type of Talmud Chacham was a museum piece. Yeah, of course, the he knows Shas and Poiskim and Kulot Kolater Gilas Rehafach. He's, you know, Gadol with Abin Shmoy, it's wonderful. It's not a relevant entity. You know, I support him and do everything I can, but nothing relevant. When you have a Metzius where people are learning, people know, it creates a certain concrete Metzius. Mm-hmm. It says, Atzol Yoshev Kim, Atzabah Avram Varila Kershishis, Chen Yitzhak Yaakov Levi Kos Amram. So there were Dairis that were Chayte and the Shechina was chased up. And then Dairis brought down to Moshe brought it down to Arif. Hashem and Medrash Hashem and Pasik, Basi Legani. Chot Adam Rishon Nistal Ka Shechina Ki Rishon. Chet Kain Nistal Ka Sheni. Chet Enesh Nistal Ka Shlishi. Mabel Revi, Dor HaMigdol Chemishi. Chot Oan Shistoy Nistal Ka Rishishis. Chot Oan Shistoy Me'avron Nistal Ka Rishishis. Chot Oan Shistoy Me'avron Okenegan om the tzaddikim shiva read the Lord's Rabba Avram, I read of Mishvila Shishis, Yitzchak Shmishi, Yaakov, Levi, Kehos, Amram, find Moshe Arts. I hold Adorach Siv, tzaddikim Mish Arts, Mishkalad Aleh. Balachain, Hoysa, Mailis, Moshe, Yosimikulam. The fish are Yodin is Galla Arts, Behoi read of Mishlesha Pa'amim. Or he brings a gerse here. So in other words, the minute it connected to the ground, all three inyanim of it being shoshim and guf and anofim all became nizgala in 1 second. So the together having all these inyanim, you know, together is nizgala once it connects to the ground. It's obvious. Let's put it this way. The difference that Moshe Rabbeinu made, let's take an example from Halacha. In Hilchos Shabbos, there are all sorts of melachos. They all have, let's call it, minimal requirements of sorts. Makom Bepatish is the most amazingly simple act, and it has a Shem Melacha because it's the Goymer. So to make a pot into a pot, it takes many steps, but it's everything is told in the last one. If you don't have the list, you don't have a pot, no matter how much work you put into it. All of these tzaddikim brought it down one darga, but the difference was in which darga is it away from the earth. The chibur between Shemayim and Eretz is a whole different world, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu's uftu that he brought down Eretz was a completely different Metzias. So these were three dargas of how, in Eretz itself, how far down does it go? Sinai is in this world, but it's a mountaintop. Michigan is this world, but it's isolated. It's a midzone. It's somewhere nowhere, and Eretz Yisrael means a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina is mushrush in the plants and everything. I have sheets. I didn't save this. I have to just figure out which sheet goes next. Hitzias Hashem. Sinai. Okay, let's see what we had already. Yeah, Hashemayim HaSinai. Pirush, I think, is the next word. Pirush, next page.
I have the Yarad.
What?
The Yared.
The Yared. Okay, so let me find that. Sinai.
The Eved Vizesham Arbathinazal.
Okay. Oh, this must be it. Okay. Yeah, Viyarat. Okay. Yeah. Hitzias Hashemar al Sinai Viyarat. Vizesham Arbathinazal, Kosavechaim Vayera Shemar Sinai, Vikosavechaim in Ashrain Dibati Machim, when Lamit Shehir Kakashbarkas Hashemar al Sinai Viyarat. So this is the incredible feat of being both in Shemayim and Aretz. Let's give a mashal for this. Let's give a havana of what the godliness of this is. There are people who are somebody says something in what's the right word for it? He says it in Yeshiva Shalak. It's a big Talmud Chacham. And he says a Dehera Navart, and it's very, very nice. And then somebody tries to translate in English for a tzibur that's not familiar with it. So you get two chesronos. Doing it perfect is very, very difficult. The two chesronos are, sometimes it still sounds very yeshivish. As an outsider, I'm reading this, and this is, this comes from the great severity of the sinners and that. And you read it, and it's not the native language of the American. I mean, it's technical English, but it's hard to say the person translated it into something that's readable for the person. On the other hand, person writes in English, writes very well, reads beautifully well, but you say to yourself, yes, it's technically what the person meant, but it's a very different flavor. The rare person who can translate it in a way that it you feel the teichin is there with the ruach that the person had in mind when he said it, and yet it speaks in the language of the other. That was one of Reb Shlomo Hirsch's godless. There were many maskilim that translated Torah into a contemporary language, and they cut it off from Torah. I mean, the ideas sounded similar and this and that, but the ruach was very off. There were people who wrote, Muslim this and that, but it wasn't the language of the person learning. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was marking Shemayim on Har Sinai, means the world of mitzvahs that he gave us in Har Sinai, the world of Torah, had both together in it. It had in itself the ruach and the tam of the sheirish, and it had in itself the expression in the mitzvahs. That's the pshat in Chazal. Here comes Rosh Hashanah Hasina Beirin. V'zeh shama k'sheshev amelch m'siboy dain al Sinai tekev nirdei nosen reichoy. He began to flower, to blossom. V'hainu she'omru nasa v'nishma. And that's in the nasa v'nishma. In other words, it immediately the Divrei Torah prompted the person to do the Hayne Nasa Samitzav Nishma Satira. Vatera hu chamesh svarim, vashishi hu akolel, the Hayne. Let's
Meister.
What?
Meister, the Heine Meister.
Okay, so Deine Meister Bracious. Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is okay. Deine Meister Bracious Safe Vasaka Shavazaya. So he's saying over here a few points. He's adding over here that you know what, let's take a look inside on 704.
Okay.
That's let's take a look at 703. He just brings the gears to here. Apit Fus Vision Xavier Ginsburg. So he doesn't have the word. He brings it in my speeches. Heinu shukol kol hamishas farim, but seifa kol my speeches. Yeah. One second. Hello.
Yeah, on the phone. Okay. Yeah.
So. So Ma'isa Bereishis is something which is the first parsha, and Kefida Way to Goyen says always the Ma'isa Bereishis is something which should carry in itself the remisa of everything else. The Goyen, famous Goyen, says in the first pasuk of Bereishis, everything's merumas. The first word, the first letter. The reason is because the world is a seed that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, and the seed, everything that comes out l'maisa, is a product of the seed, and so on. So so he says, b'meila maisa b'reishis in itself is koil everything. It's a little bit the two gersoys here are. Where the Bresh is a Sefer Fatsmoy, and then you would have the other Sfarim being the Venuch Yomar, the Vahibaseah, or Maisa Bresh is a Sefer Atzmoy. It's much more reasonable to this Girsa that he has over here. And let's take a look. He brings over here a Nusach from 704. Bevav b'sheish chumshei Torah, which is b'sefer Bereishis, chamisha ina deskaya chamisha chumshei Torah, she saw sefer Bereishis ikri. Ubayorl oyer is that's the Goyen's pirush on the Zohar. He says that talking about vayhi b'sa'arin, that's the extra parsha. So lemaisa, not clear in the girsa here, but al kaponim, I think it stims. This point stims over here with the fact that there's a sheirish that includes everything else in it. It means that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us his Torah, his Ashra, his Ashpa, was through becoming a Netiyah. And now it stims extremely well with Ma'isa Bereishis being itself. He didn't give us Chamishi Chumshi Torah. He gave us something that is of a tree that has in itself Chamisha Chumshi Torah, and b'meila it's something that can keep giving onwards. I think that's what he means. V'zeh nirdinosin reichoy. Let's just see what the next page is. Pirush. Yeah, ner shali nosin reichoy. Ratzolema. Ramachmitz's essay. Vishisha Sfarim Hanal, Shemi Gematria Nerd. So he says that it means that Torah began to give off Paris as soon as it was given to us. So the Raya, in the Gemara, it says, when the Gemara speaks about something being Mechoba to the ground, the Moshe by Arla. So let's say you take out a tree. If you take it out with enough earth that it could survive, that's called it's still the old tree. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hirkin el yoinim atachtainim and he gave Torah. He didn't give Torah, he didn't just present Torah, he was mashish Torah. And therefore the raya is, does it give off reach? So Ramach plus six is Nerd. In other words, the Gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai did not stop with a Gili. It became a Netia, and the Netia Lemaisa presents itself in Toifanim. It the Paris. Is the Olam HaMaisa, and one pre is the Olam Hadas, Hayidia. The Torah, there are two peris of Torah. One peri is that I understand more and more, and one pre is that I do. And it's interesting, the Arizal Sefer, again, tell me to put it together, I don't know who gave the titles, But the sefer, his main sefer is called Eitz Chaim. The fruits of that Eitz Chaim are the kavanas for tefillah, and that's why it's called Pri Eitz Chaim. So anytime you have something which results in something more than the sheirish, those are called peiros. So Ad Shemelup B'Misir V'Nisrechem means it's like Lamashal, you know, when you connect the heart and to a patient do a heart transplant, and you connect the heart, and then you disconnect the old machines and you watch to see if the heart leaps into action. That's going to be your riot, that's going to be a proof that the heart took root. If it actually pumps, then you know that it's okay, I think we'll hold it here. Okay, so hopefully next week will be more settled as Hashem or Monday.
Okay, so maybe just on this Nakuda that we've been talking about for the last little while.
Yeah.
Always, I don't know if there's an answer to the question, but it's always confusing in the life of a Balabas who's, you know, trying to learn a little bit, but also, you know, for the most part, most of the Avodas Hashem is Maista. So right. Like I said, the old tzaddikim and Talmid HaChacham, they came from Europe, so they were in a museum, you know, they were, you know.
Right.
So where should the, you know, but then again, we have people like the Gaon who stuck himself in a museum and was completely disconnected, and that was his avoda.
Right. So,
is this dependent on the person? Is there something that's an ultimate goal? Meaning my Chalisha Sadas comes from the fact that, yeah, we settle for the world of mitzvahs because we can't deal with the klalim, you know, we can't be Isaac in the abstract that's kailal all the mitzvahs. So we have to settle on the manifestations of those klalim of the Torah, like we discussed last time. Now, where should the focus be? Or like Rabbi saying, if the old Talmid HaChachamim were, you know, like put in a museum, so to speak, is that a chasaran? And should they be Isaac, you know, with the klal? And
so I think if, as long as there's a continuum of the mashal, Rabbi Chaim Shavitz used to say always that the Goyen was not the Rav of that generation, the Lady Behuda was. He wasn't the god of that generation, the Rebbe of that generation, the Yehuda was. The Goyen was above that. But the Goyen's Torah trickled down. In other words, the Goyen had a handful of people that understood him, that had shaykhs with him, let's put it that way, and Reb Chaim Volozhin was one of them. Reb Chaim Volozhin made a yeshiva and brought in, was koilet the Goyen's mahalach, and gave it over to yeshiva people, and many of them became Rabbanim and Rebbeim. So there's three steps down to the Balabas and Litta, but it, so the Balabas and Litta was Yonik from the Goyen twice. One as a demus of a superman, of somebody who's Ishalakim, and then he was Yonik from the Goyen as, you know, the trickle-down effect. So a person needs to ask himself, where do I belong in this totem pole? You know, that's not an easy question. But tachlis, somebody who closes himself off, there's a famous Vatram Yisrael Salanta. Someone told him there's this great tzaddik nistat in this place, whatever it is. And Rabbi Yisrael was in the kiruv more than anything else. Rabbi Yisrael's point was bringing back people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he did a lot of what we would call take care of activities. Musa was just another Echetimtza. So the cure of activity, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said, I don't understand how today, because somebody who's a nista could be a tzaddik. Like the world is begging for people to go out and to give. Being a nista is not tzidkis, it's half of that. So I've got pun, but there are people that their contribution to the door is being above it, but there'll always be a trickle down effect. Who told me them to pick her up? You know, if it's in the right place, that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So that's essentially the question is where, you know, everyone needs to decide on their own where.
Yes, and be honest with yourself. Where do I belong? You know, it's like, you know, in a yeshiva when they have like a very chasher, like the big maggid shir, and everybody wants to be in the shir. A lot of stuff gets good for everybody. A lot of everybody gets. Not everybody can be yearning for that. It's like, you know, if you take something that's supposed to run on batteries and stick it into the wall, you don't say it'll work with a kal v'chaimer. It'll probably burn out. You know, everyone gets hashpah. If everyone is hooked into the right place and understands that they're able to get the hashpah from where they're supposed to get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, Meseda, good.
Thank you so much. Have a nice week.
Okay. Bye.